I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
This is always fun. It's always good. We're talking about life skills through project-based learning. We're talking about employable skills, communication skills. Those are a huge connection to community. Learning to lead on their own, in their own communities, and being a good citizen. Those are the things that 4-H helps develop. Today, a very special program. Once again, thanks to Montana State Fund, Sapphire Motel in Bozeman, and Stockman Bank. We have your 4-H member spotlight for September, and we are going to go all over. It'll be Malta and Three Forks, and we'll also spend some time in Cutbank, Montana, today on Voices of Montana. Thank you for being here. We're 2 decades strong and working on three. We'll just keep hammering away at it. And from Montana for Montana. It is Friday as well, so we're very excited about that. Just only 2 more working days this week, and you have this Montana weekend to hang out in, so good. Everything's working out fine. Real special program today. Again, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being here. Let me tell you who is going to come on. This is a bit later on. We'll head over to Three Forks, Montana, and talk to Cadence Brown. Leadership, she tried it all in 4-H. We'll also, as I mentioned, go up to Cutbank and Glacier Country there. Addison Bengston. We'll find out what Cupcakes for a Cause is all about. And also soon, Darden Anderson will join us from Malta, Montana. Welcoming in studio, a couple of friends here. Todd Kessner is with us, and he is now, he's the MSU Extension Montana 4-H State Director. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks for having me this morning, Tom.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. And then Brett McCray, former president of the Red Rock 4-H Club a few years ago, and of course, one of our ag broadcasting colleagues here. Thanks, Brett, for being on.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Glad to be here talking about 4-H.
Yeah, I know it. Todd, why don't you tell us a little bit of 4-H from your perspective? You've been through it a little bit. You know how the kids are reached. You know how volunteers make a real big impact in this program.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'm pleased to be here to represent the state 4-H program and all of the youth and volunteers from across the state. But also realize that from our office in Bozeman, Montana, on campus at MSU, we support the counties, but we don't enroll a single 4-H member. That comes from the county programming. And thankfully, we've got over 3,000 volunteers to make that work. And if it wasn't for their passion to help young people develop into productive adults, we'd have a hard time running the program. It wouldn't be one that just wouldn't exist without those volunteers at the county level, directed by the county extension agent. And it's been a grassroots, wonderful system for many, many years. And so we've got over 17,000 young people enrolled in the 4-H program across Montana. It's pretty strong numbers. And again, it's the volunteers that help us maintain those educational programs, that teach those educational programs and provide those experiences.
Brett, you can follow up on that as well, being a member of that program, a member of a 4-H program for a number of years in Colstrip area.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think about the development that program really great gave me and the type of things that I got to do through 4-H. It kind of made me into who I am today and allowed me to be involved in my community, to communicate with older adults when I was a younger person, and just taught me a lot of the skills that have brought me to where I am today.
Talk about this program a little bit, Todd, and this 4-H Member Spotlight program. We've been doing it for a few months here. It's I'm impressed with the level of leadership and skills that these 4-H members have. And, of course, we're hearing from volunteers, too.
Well, yeah, you know, and you guys have – it's just been a wonderful program because it allows us to spotlight not just young people but the skills that they've learned in the 4-H program. And I think people don't necessarily understand that the true goal of 4-H is to help young people transition to adulthood successfully. And that can mean leadership skills, that means communication skills, that means personal responsibility, hard work. I don't care what generation you are, there is no substitute for hard work when it comes to success. And all of these things that happen in the 4-H program that are not necessarily, they're related to the projects, but they're above the projects. So it doesn't matter if you're in photography, in robotics, or you're raising a steer. The true goal is to help that young person communicate, express themselves within a group, know how to work together in groups, and take those skills forward into their communities as they grow up.
Again, with Todd Kestner and Brett McCray, let's get to our first 4-H member of who's spotlighted for this month of September, and it's a pleasure to welcome from Phillips County, our Eastern Region nominee out of Malta, Montana. It's Darden Anderson, along with Amy Salveson, who's a 4-H club leader there, and Danette Anderson, Darden's proud mother. Darden, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good to hear from you, man. And thanks for being here. Appreciate that. I just want to start off with what 4-H has meant to you, and then we'll talk a little bit deeper about how you have used that and that skill development to become a leader in your community.
Well, it's meant a lot to me. I've learned a lot of new things along the way. I've been in it for 8 years now, so I took 3 pigs, and I've done leather work. I've taken market steers, taken a lot of animals.
Darden, can you tell me why, what brought you to 4-H? Why were you interested in joining the program to begin with?
I've always been interested in ranching and doing that sort of thing. So I thought it'd be a good thing to learn all the things you learn with 4-H. You learn a lot of new stuff along the way that normally you wouldn't learn just in your everyday going about.
Yeah, and Darden, this is Todd Kestner from the State 4-H office, and thanks for coming on this morning and representing the 4-H program as a young person. And I see that you were, have been anyway, the parliamentarian for your club. How did you get that role?
I'm currently the vice president, but I have been the parliamentarian too. I kind of got nominated for it, or nomin-told, I guess.
Nomin-volunteered, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes you may not feel ready, but your volunteer or your leader thinks you are ready and pushes you a little bit. So I'm going to put you on the spot. I need to have an answer. So when there's a motion to adjourn, do we need a vote on that to end the meeting, or just a second?
Yep. No, you need a vote.
You need a vote. Okay. Well, I always take a vote when I adjourn just to let everybody have their involvement. So, yeah, thank you. Good answer.
Yeah, Darden, thanks for educating the 4-H state director. Appreciate that. And maybe a little more about that parliamentarianism, because that's sort of a different world, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Got to try to keep all the club members in order and all that stuff. But our club's pretty well behaved.
Well, talk about your club. It's the Cross Country 4-H Club. Again, Darden Anderson is with us here and out of Malta, Montana. What's cool about your club?
They all just dig in and help with whatever needs to be done. They're just really well put together club, I guess.
Let's see what Amy Salveson has to say to that. Amy, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
4-H club leader. We're doing good, I think. And it's kind of fun. These are always fun. Tell us what's cool about the Cross Country 4-H club, and then tell us what's cool about Darden Anderson, too.
Okay, so I actually should have done a little research. I don't know how long Cross Country has been in existence, but I do know both of my parents were in it, and myself and my two sisters were also members of Cross Country all through our growing up years, and now our kids are all involved, so that's been a really fun aspect. We have a really good mix of kids from the 9-year-old group up to, we just had one graduating senior this year. We'll have a couple in a couple more years. So we actually have 3, I think, that are juniors this year in school. But it is, like Darden said, it's a really good group of people that are willing to kind of step in and do what needs done. We talk a lot about being problem solvers rather than complainers or problem finders in our club, and I really appreciate that about Darden and his family. If there are problems that need solved or something that needs done, just never a bit of hesitation to jump in and work an extra shift. Like, for example, last year at our food booth at the fair, there was a club that was pretty short of members, and they were willing to work an extra shift, something that they didn't have to do. It was asked, and they met that need. I just appreciate the fact that you can see that the leadership and the ability to take responsibility for things that maybe aren't even their responsibility. Not afraid at all to do extra work and to be kind and gracious to some of our little kids that maybe are a little more squirrely, so our parliamentarian has to remind them. But we do have a really good group of members and parents, and I appreciate that. Our county, I feel like, has a really strong fair, and I guess I'm just really proud to be part of the whole group at large.
Thanks for that, Amy. We've also got Danette Anderson on the air with us this morning, Darden's mom. Danette, my next question's for you. How have you seen Darden kind of progress through his roles? You know, we mentioned him being the parliamentarian and now vice president. Tell me about how 4-H has kind of grown his involvement as a person.
Well, I would say that it challenged him to set goals personally and in 4-H. And then meet those goals. You know, what do I need to do to achieve this goal? And it's strengthening him not just in 4-H, but personally, you know, as they encounter different things growing up, he can set those goals, especially like on a ranch setting, and say, this is what I need to do, and this is how I can get it done. And I just see him growing in his responsibility. He's very hard worker and really takes the reins and is a vital asset to our operation and our family.
Danette Anderson. Go ahead, Amy. Go.
I just have a really quick thing. What I find so fun about 4-H is you start out with your little 9-year-olds because that's usually the age that they can enroll after Clover Buds. And you kind of almost have to do everything with them. And not necessarily for them, but yes, you have to point out every little thing. And as they continue to grow and get older, pretty soon you're standing there watching them do it all, and they're finding the things that need to be finished. And I just feel like it's such an intentional time that we can spend with our children to help grow and learn together. That's why I really appreciate 4-H. It just is amazing to see. I kind of remember about 2 years ago, I stopped at the fair and thought, wow, I haven't had to point out anything that, you know, drastic to my child or my niece and nephews or any of my club members as they get to that age where they can kind of see that and take responsibility and initiative to take care of what needs done. So that's what I feel like it's a privilege to raise your kids in 4-H, and I'm just so glad that I was raised in 4-H and that I've been able to pass along that as well.
Well, Amy, I just want to thank you for being that role model for these kids and leading that club as a volunteer and providing these opportunities, because unfortunately there's a lot of kids that don't have these opportunities for growth, and we see the results of 4-H, and you described them absolutely beautifully.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for, and we'd like to have more young people have that opportunity. I think we'd have a better citizenry if we got more kids into 4-H, and so yeah. I appreciate what you're doing.
It really was well said. Hey, Darden, I want to ask you, what's your future? What do you got plans? Are you in school now in Malta, or are you a Mustang? What's going on?
I'm a junior. I'm homeschooled. I'm not in public school. But I plan on working on the family ranch, hopefully, when I graduate.
Oh, cool. Are you going to go to school, or, you know, why? And let me ask why. Why do you want to work on the family ranch? What brings you to that decision?
It's been my lifestyle my whole life. I've pretty much spent my whole life doing it, and it's just something I enjoy. I think farmers and ranchers feed the world pretty much, and it's one of the cooler industries to be in, I think.
Yeah, it is. Darden, again, I very much appreciate that. And all that kind and polite and doing the right thing, community service, too. It's something I think that we need in our communities. And thank you for leading in that regard. Also, Amy and Danette, it doesn't happen without your support, too. So I appreciate that. Thank you guys for being on. And good luck this school year, and good luck on the farm, as they say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate that. We're gonna move ahead now. We're going to move over to Cutbank, Montana, where our Central Region nominee is Addison Begston. Carrie Lewis will join us as well, the County Extension Agent. It is the Montana 4-H Member Spotlight of the Month. for the month of, are we in September already? All right, let's get it going. Happy fall. We're back with more from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
4-H member spotlight for September on Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside in studios. Todd Kestner with me, the Montana 4-H state director, and Brett McCray, a colleague, Northern Ag broadcaster, and also former president of Red Rock 4-H Club, which is very cool, Brett. Appreciate that. Our next guest, let's just get right into saying hello and welcoming Addison Begston out of Glacier County, Central Region nominee in Cupank, Montana. Addison, what's up?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I think we're doing pretty good. It's Friday, and it's, well, I guess summer's ending, but, you know. Did you have a good summer?
Yeah, it was good.
Cool. What'd you do?
A lot of 4-H, actually, and I worked, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Carrie Lewis, also the county extension agent, is with us. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. You're with Todd Kestner and Brett McCray, and I'll just throw it over to you guys to get things going.
Yeah, Addison, perfect. Tell me, first question is for you. Tell me a little bit about how 4-H has kind of helped you make a difference in your local community.
So I've been in 4-H for a while now, and I guess as I've gone through 4-H, I've seen just different leadership projects and different ways to help the community, and like how I can use myself and my skills to do different things for my club, my community, like at school even, so.
Talk about Cupcakes for a Cause, a really cool program that you put together on your own there.
Yeah, so it was my first big leadership project by myself, and I guess I just saw a cause that kind of needed some attention, I guess, and maybe some help. So I put together, it was a cupcake fundraiser done around Valentine's Day, and I had a lot of volunteers that were able to help me finish it just because it was my first project, so I was kind of figuring out how everything worked, and I went through it, and luckily I had a lot of help. Carrie was great help, my parents and my club, and it was just a great project overall.
And a little more on this project, because I understand that it helped raise money for a local community member who was battling cancer.
Yeah, so it helped Fred Greco, who was a longtime part of 4-H. They helped in the food booth at our fair, and they're just really great people, and I guess I felt like being in our community, they needed, just somebody to kind of help out, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
And I would say Addison's been really involved in the cake decorating project for several years. She does fantastic cakes, and so this project combined tea leadership and cake decorating, and she's pretty humble, so she's not giving all the details here, but they baked and decorated 1,200 cupcakes.
Yeah.
And delivered them around town and raised close to $2,500. And again, all done by 4-H'ers. The materials were donated. She organized the whole deal. And so that was pretty cool. And then she's done two more leadership projects since then as well.
And I want to talk about those, but I want to ask that question, Addison. As a 4-H member, this is, I think, a different level. I mean, you can raise a horse or a pig or something like that, but when you're doing a project like this for a community member who you know and appreciate and is battling, was that a different level for you, a different learning experience for you?
Yeah, it was pretty eye-opening, too, I guess. It was just another perspective on 4-H, and one that a lot of people don't see by just, like, for example, like, people at school just, like, hear about 4-H, like, they wouldn't think about, like, the leadership projects that are done within it, too. They just think, oh, you're raising an animal and showing it and selling it, you know. It was just a different perspective.
Well, Addison, this is Todd from the State 4-H office, and I just want to commend you on doing that project. And it's just an awesome example of how a young person can see a problem in the community, address that problem, and work towards a solution. And really proud of that, that you're able to do that, and the good that you've done in the community, how you pulled people together. That's a That's an amazing accomplishment for a young person, and it shows that you guys make a difference.
Thank you.
You did some other leadership projects, too. Talk about some of those for us.
Yeah, so I raised money, and there was a lot of money donated, and I installed a flagpole at the Marias Fairgrounds in Shelby. So a lot of work went into that because it was kind of a more difficult project because it had to be done by, I wanted it done by a certain time, and we had kind of a lot of different hiccups when it came to installing it, but at the end of the day, it ended up getting done, and it was a project that I don't think I pick a favorite, but it was a fun project, and it felt very accomplishing to have it done. So I ended up kind of finishing that off this year, and I ordered a memorial plaque along with a solar light, and I also put flowers by it every year at the fair. So, and then I also installed first aid kits around the fairgrounds in Shelby as well. So I installed like a more of a basic one in our exhibit building, and then one in our food booth as well.
Wow.
One cool thing about her first aid project as well is, as a fundraiser, she decorated a cow skull through her art project and then raffled it off. And Addison's pretty involved in the art program at school, very talented, so it was cool to see how she brought her art class and 4-H together to kind of do something that benefited both projects and turned out really well. The raffle raised whatever money she needed to purchase those first aid kits.
Well, and learned how to put together a grant and submit that to the Montana 4-H Foundation. That's a pretty cool skill to have as a teenager as well.
Yeah, yep. I did that when for the flagpole. So I did the People Partner Grant through 4-H.
That's Addison Bankston, Glacier County Central Region nominee for the 4-H Member Spotlight of the Month. Also, Carrie Lewis is with us, the County Extension Agent, in studio here with Todd Kestner, the MSU State Director, Montana, 4-H State Director, and Brett McCray, too, on former 4-H president, I should say.
Yeah, Addison, I can imagine you're kind of winding down from the excitement of fair time as well. I see you took you've been involved with market beef breeding, vet science, and as well as those leadership activities. Tell me a little bit about what the preparation was like for that and how that went for you.
So this year, I guess, I took my market steer to fair along with some presentations, and I didn't end up taking my beef breeding pair, but I, my market steer was a steer of my own, my second calf out of my beef breeding project, and I ended up doing really well. I was awarded top Angus influenced calf along with top Hereford influenced calf, so I did really well. And there was a lot of preparation. Once summer hits, that's pretty much all we're doing here is getting ready for fair, making sure our animals are on track, and it goes by pretty fast.
Carrie, I got a question for you. As being just a productive county agent and just rock solid, what is it that about the program in 4-H that you as a professional get up in the morning and look forward to, and what keeps you going?
Yeah, good one.
I would definitely say working with kids like Addison, they are just totally top-notch. It's easy to get discouraged about the world, but when you get to work with kids like this, it's pretty encouraging. And Addison, my first year as extension agent was her first year in 4-H, and she'll be a senior this year, so it's been pretty cool to see her grow. Super responsible, hardworking, organized, does a great job on her records. One thing that I think is unique about her family as well is they live in town, and twice a day, Addison and her sister drive 12 miles out to their grandma's place to feed their steers and back in before school. And in the afternoon, they go do it as well. So from November to July, that's 45 miles a day they're putting on to make this thing happen. So just pretty cool to work with kids like Addison.
Addison, why do you like that? Why do you do that? Why do you love that stuff?
It's just something like my mom and her family did 4-H growing up. They had cows, and then when we lived in town, it was something I was just really interested in and still wanted to be part of. So I had family and extension agents like Carrie, like they were all willing to help make it work for me, and they're still doing that to this day. And it's something that I want to continue doing. I want to continue in the agriculture direction even after high school.
Oh, cool. And I was going to ask that question. I mean, you're going to be a senior this year. That's after high school. What are your plans?
Right now, I'm not exactly sure where I want to go to school, but I think I want to go into, like, the egg business direction. But, I mean, there's a lot of time between now and when I graduate, so it could always change. But right now, I'm thinking egg business.
Well, Addison, come see us in Taylor Hall at MSU, and we'll talk you into the College of Ag. I'll tell you what, love to have you.
Yeah, there is somebody who might have a pitch or two about the College of Ag there. That's Todd Kestner. Hey, Addison, again, being a leader and seeing the leadership skills that Carrie Lewis, your county extension agent, has exhibited as well, what have you learned from her?
I mean, Carrie's just, she's a great extension agent. Like, she's organized, she's driven, she always wants to get anybody who's willing involved, and I guess it's just, I can't think of the word, but it's just kind of inspiring to see somebody who's still wants to help kids like that and is still recruiting more kids and always just wanting to help.
Yeah, and Carrie, I was thinking as Addison was talking about that flagpole for the Marias Fair, the hiccups that went with that. And I was thinking, there's a learning opportunity. I'm sure, I don't know what you were thinking, but it's kind of a good and bad thing, right?
Yeah, it's only through challenges that these kids learn perseverance and problem solving. And it was just neat to see all the people that came together for that project. One of the local veterans called up and he said, I don't want to take over her project, but do you think it would be okay if we were there and saluted the flag the first time? Oh. So just pretty cool, the people that get involved.
How'd that make you feel, Addison?
I guess it was really touching to know that, like, people were, like, paying attention to, like, what I thought was, like, kind of a smaller project. Like, I didn't realize how big of a scale it was on. Like, there were a lot of people that were paying attention and project that I didn't even realize.
Wow. And that's,
I would say, you know, also just seeing the donations that came in. I mean, there was people that sent checks for $500, $700 that Addison had never met. I mean, people that just heard about it thought, this is worth supporting. And I think sometimes, as an extension agent too, I hate asking for volunteers. I hate asking for donations. It's not my thing. But yet I'm reminded that people see what's going on and they want to support it, and they're willing to support it.
We're back with more in a bit. Carrie Lewis and Addison Bengston on Voices of Montana.
Blackfoot Communications is excited to announce new voice services for small businesses. Paired with our internet services, business Wi-Fi, and technical support, your business can stay connected to your employees, customers, and communities around the clock. Sign up for services in less than 2 minutes at goblackfoot.com/morethanvoice. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
One of the highlights for a month in this month, September, the 4-H member spotlight. Welcome back. It's brought to you by Montana State Fund, the Sapphire Motel in Bozeman. Great place, and Stockman Bank. Appreciate all of that. We are in studio. Brett McCray is with us, an ag broadcaster from the Northern Ag Network, and also proud former president of the Red Rock 4-H Club.
Yes,
and Todd Kestner, too, in studio. Appreciate that. He's with MSU Extension, the Montana 4-H State Director. Todd, appreciate you being here. Before we get to our next guest, I just want to, do we want to add anything to Darden Anderson and Addison Bengston? It's just, I'm always impressed at the level of humility, I think, as well, that these 4-H members have.
Well, you know, I think Carrie Lewis said it really well, is that if you have that feeling like things are going downhill and what's wrong with kids today, but then you talk to a 4-H'er, it makes you feel a whole lot better. And if you really want to get pumped up, be a fair judge and go in and have interviews with these kids at your county fair and get to talk to them one-on-one. And you can't leave without being uplifted. It's something to really be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, Todd talked about volunteers earlier, and I think about, shout out my mom, the 4-H horse superintendent for Rosebud Treasure County Fair for many, many years. But I think about all of the programs that she helped put together and the volunteers that made that work. Those programs wouldn't have happened without so many people willing to help for really the kids' benefit.
Yeah, Cadence Brown is with us now and joins us from Three Forks, Montana, the Western Montana region. Cadence, how are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, I think we're doing good. It's Friday. You know that, right?
Yes, I have my last day of class this week.
Ah, so you started school already, huh?
Yep, so I'm over here in Dillon right now, actually, at the University of Montana Western. I am just about to end my first week as a freshman.
Congratulations on that. Thank you. Was that eye-opening for you? What's that? Are you different? Are you changed now?
Well, I went to Three Forks High School, K through 12, so it's definitely been an eye-opening experience just living in a different town and meeting a lot of new people. But Western's so involved in agriculture, it's been easy to find like-minded people who are in agriculture, but it's also been easy to find people who come from different parts of agriculture that I actually haven't been in touch with. Like, my roommate shows Tennessee walking horses, which is really cool.
Cadence, you've done a lot of projects through 4-H and agriculture, as you mentioned. I mean, pigs, rabbits, working ranch horses. Can you tell me maybe what was the most challenging activity that you've taken on through 4-H?
I think pigs was probably my biggest. I don't come from an agricultural family, and when I decided to do pigs, my parents were kind of like, we'll help you, but we don't really know what we're doing, and I didn't know what I was doing. We're really blessed to have some friends who had a pig farm, and they could help us, but just getting started in that, it's so, so different from anything else I've ever done in my life, that it was a lot of knowledge to take in and to get everything just get rolling.
I got to take you back to that moment when you were talking to your mom and dad about bringing a pig home, so to speak. what was the look on their face?
Well, they were a little surprised because I had been into horses my whole life, but they decided to go for it. I think they were a little bit scared and a little bit nervous, as was I at the time, but now I showed pigs for 5 years, and now I'm so glad I did. It definitely elevated my 4-H and my life, and got me ready for college.
Thank you for making a home for a pig. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Cadence, looking at some of the words here on your nomination form, and you've done a lot of leadership things, and also have passed those skills on to younger 4-H members, and I think it's really commendable. And what was it about that made you feel like that's something you needed to do?
Well, my club, we kind of have a weird age gap, so there were a few members around my age, but a lot of them were younger members, and you can't expect those really little kids quite yet to be comfortable in leadership positions. And so I ran for president, and I was the president of my club for 3 years, and it was amazing. And it's just been so great to see. I have two little girls in particular who it's just been so great over the past 7 years to see them grow and get out of their shell and be more comfortable talking in meetings and sharing their ideas. And when I think back to just even 2 years ago, they were terrified to talk at these meetings, and now they're proudly sharing their ideas. They want to run for office. They want to try new things.
Well, and it's just, that the volunteers have done for you, and you're doing it already for the next generation, and that's something to be proud of. Really, really appreciate that in our 4-H teens, and in you in particular, doing that for these younger kids.
Thank you.
What is it, Cadence, that that inspires you to be a leader?
I remember my first fair. I wasn't showing anything as my first year in 4-H, but I went to the fair, and there was an older girl, and she showed rabbits and horses, and I really wanted a horse, and so I started talking to her, and she just completely changed my life. Like, she taught me so much about horses that I could do it. She didn't come from an agriculture background either. So that was really cool to me to see that this girl didn't come from agriculture and she joined 4-H, and now she was the successful horseman and she was doing what she loved and she was involved in agriculture.
Wow. And that's kind of actually a cool story to talk about your family and then that family, as you mentioned there, not necessarily being an ag family, but there was no hesitation. Why did you get into 4-H then?
That's actually a funny story. So 7 years ago, I was 10 when I joined 4-H, and my mom had to drag me to that first meeting. I did not want to go at all. I was terrified of this new thing with new people. But she had heard from another girl in my class, his mom, who was our 4-H leader, that It was great. It was so fun. It was a good opportunity. So looking back, I cannot believe how angry I was at my mom for dragging me to that meeting, because all through high school, like, 4-H was my life and what I dedicated all my time to.
You know, Caden, that's actually kind of a common story. I've heard that many times, that people have become great leaders, had to get dragged to the first meeting. So I commend your folks for doing that and forcing your involvement until you got to the point where you really could do it yourself. And it happens quite a bit.
All right. So there you are at this first meeting, and you had to be drugged there. Your hands are folded, maybe. What was it that got you interested then? What was it in that first meeting, maybe it was the second meeting, that said to Candace Brown, Cadence Brown, pardon me, that this is worthy?
Actually, I met one of my best friends through 4-H. She showed goats, and she was really quiet, and she was sitting next to me, and I started talking to her, and I found out she had horses, and that was a really big interest of mine. And so I started talking, and then I was like, oh, well, I really like this girl, and I can start seeing her at meetings. And as the years progressed, or as that first year progressed, I did find a passion for agriculture that I've withheld and brought with me to college and hopefully in my future. But honestly, what first sparked me was just that little girl sitting next to me that just said hi.
Cadence, you talk about finding your passion through 4-H, which for you sounds like it was able to work with horses and whatnot, but you also tried some things that you maybe weren't as familiar with pigs and some other projects. But then you became president of your club and kind of developed those leadership skills. Tell me how that's kind of maybe translating into your college career and how you're hoping to take some of those skills that you've built through 4-H into the rest of your life.
Well, one thing is definitely the interviewing process, having to go through those every year before fair. It's helping with this. It helps with my job interviews, my college interviews. 4-H gave me an insane work ethic that I don't think I would have gotten otherwise, because when you do own animals, you have that responsibility. You have to get that job done. And so I've brought that to college with me. I'll be bringing a horse down here in a few weeks, and I'll have that same responsibility. But 4-H also taught me about standing up for yourself and saying your ideas, not being afraid to sit in the back, sitting in the front row of your classroom, sharing with people. Because through all my clubs and my projects, you see people who have great ideas, and once they share them, they can just change completely the course of the meeting or the plan and make it so much better. So I definitely brought that to college with me, and then just being able to be kind to people, and 4-H really taught me how to talk to people whose opinions I may not share, but I can still be respectful and hold a meaningful, thoughtful discussion with them.
Wow. Impressed with that as well. Who in your 4-H career, so to speak, or even in your life, has inspired you, or has maybe there was just a moment in your life that was due to somebody's extra effort? Do you have a story to relate?
Yeah. So I met a girl at 4-H camp, and she was 2 years younger than me, and she was doing pigs, and she's one of the reasons I started pigs. She owns her own business. She is 16 right now. She owns her own business. She breeds pigs. She really got me into the pig project and has helped me throughout the years. And she started our breeding program for our pig project this year at fair. So we had our first breed show this year, and I got to show one of her sows, which was just a really fun experience, something I'd never been around before. So she really helped me just really jump in and learn so much, and inspired me to stick with pigs and taught me how fun they are and how she likes them and why she likes them and why they're her livelihood.
Wow. You know, and I got to get one more word in here, too, about it's noted here, a babysitting project. What was that about?
Yes. So my first year, I did babysitting, and I wanted to be first aid certified, CPR certified, and I wanted to start working in my little town. And so I took the babysitting project, and I learned all sorts of, honestly, great things that I don't really babysit anymore, but they did transfer over to other work, like showing up 10 minutes early. We made little game packs. We did first aid, and it actually got me a job with a ranch as a nanny. And I worked for them for 5 years, and they taught me so much more. So it just led to a lot of cool stuff. And while I only did it for 1 year, I'm so, so, so glad I did it.
Wow. Again, another great story. Cadence, I appreciate that. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I'm just gonna say, you know, you started with that reluctance because so many of us don't want to put ourselves out there and get involved and just kind of, it can be kind of scary. It's something you're not familiar with. And then that has gone from that reluctance as a young person to the confidence that we're seeing and hearing this morning. And then turn around and passing that on to other kids. And just what a beautiful service that's been to those younger people.
Thank you. Yeah, I love the little kids in my club. I'm an only child, so I like younger kids, and it's so great to help teach them and educate them about agriculture and why this world's so great and why that livelihood's worth it, and how and now that I'm in college, I can show them how 4-H has paid off and helped me, and it's going to help you beyond high school. It's going to help you behind college. It's going to help you throughout your entire life.
Cadence Brown, once again, from Three Forks. What's the name of your club there?
We're the Willow Creek Wranglers.
Willow Creek Wranglers. All right. A wrangler herself. Cadence, thank you. I appreciate you sharing your story and all that you've done for your community as well. And we look forward. You know, I know you mentioned that this gal who has her own business at 16. I don't doubt that you and her are probably putting together a business plan for something going down the road.
We'd hope so one day.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to hearing about that too, okay?
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you. It was great. Cadence Brown, once again, from the Willow Creek Wranglers out of Three Forks, Montana. We're coming on back, and we'll conclude for this edition, the 4-H Member Spotlight for September on Voices of Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Boy, you can sure see and hear that 4-H youth development there through project-based learning, employable skills, communication, leadership, that connection to community, and then being a good citizen. I really appreciate all our 4-H members here today. Thomas Darden Anderson from Malta, Montana. Also, it was Addison Bengston from the Cupcakes for a Cause. I love that name. Glacier, but out of Cutbank, Montana. And then also Cadence Brown out of Three Forks. Todd Kestner and Brett McCray here. Final thoughts, Todd?
Well, you know, I think we've heard from these three young people, and my goodness, you know, it's so refreshing to know that we've got such leadership coming up and moving into adulthood, and that's common across, as exceptional as these kids were this morning, it is relatively common across 4-H, and I have college professors, high school teachers mention quite often how they can pick the 4-H'er out of their class because that young person has the ability to express their ideas, has some confidence, can work within a group, and a very huge contribution of volunteers and county agents to make that happen.
Yes, and a quick call out for more volunteers as well. Just look for the MSU Extension program and do your part too. Thank you, guys.
Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.